Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You dial in toll free to control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give to you, so enjoy those. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You can submit different items from across the web, whether they be blog posts or news items, videos, whatever you want. You submit it to the site, and then they pop up for other people to vote on whether they like or dislike. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. See for yourself and get interactive over at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Kenny the Playa is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, being Michelle and Mark.
Kenny the Playa in the house. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Yo, yo, yo.
Kenny, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so as a disclaimer, if I said it once, I have to say it again. What I'm about to say does not apply to all women and does not apply to all men. Last Wednesday, where I was talking about, I forgot what the topic was, but we were talking about how even though women make their own money, they still prefer a man, well, most women prefer a man that is quote-unquote on the same level or has more resources than they do. And the situation I was bringing up, we pretty much all agreed, but the moment I got off the phone, it turned into the whole, well, Kenny's thinking negative and you should think more positive and everything. And I thought about it, and I was thinking, well, okay, positive thinking doesn't really work when there's someone else involved. It really only works when it's just you.
I'm not sure if I know what you're talking about. I'm sorry if I don't recall what we said after we got off the phone. I don't really recall what we said when we were on the phone, but go ahead.
Mark was saying that... Kenny is, he's being negative about it, and even though I clearly said a lot of times I don't go to clubs, the message still was, well, when you go to places where these women tend to hang out, those are the results you're going to get. And
oh, right, right. Okay, the point was that you're Kenny the Playa, and so it's likely that you are creating the problem with having women looking for your money because of the types of women you're meeting and the places that you're meeting them. Is that pretty much the gist of it?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Is he recapping that?
Yeah, that sounds accurate to me. I, you know, pretty much that's the way I see it, yeah.
Right, but even if you think positive about it, if somebody wants to screw you over, it doesn't matter if you're going to think positive about it or if you think negative about it, the outcome is still going to be the same.
I agree that much, it's not necessarily going to be the same, but it's going to be similar. I'll give you that. However, I think what your statement is that most women act this way. And I just don't have that same experience, and I have nothing to make that right in my mind. So, you know, I could only assume that that's something you've created for yourself in some way.
Assuming that most people go to public school, which I'm pretty sure we can all agree that's true, and assuming that most people watch TV, the message is, in our society, I don't know how it is up in New Hampshire. I've never been there. I would like to go.
I haven't dated in New Hampshire.
Me neither. But
my wife is not sure of it.
But the message is, even though a woman prefers a man that has at least the same amount of resources as herself or more, that's the message. That's the status quo. I don't like it, you know, no more than you do, but it is what it is.
Actually, Kenny, I think that there are some things in my experience that have, because I had more money than some of the men that I've dated, and they were more uncomfortable with that than I was, actually.
Those situations exist. Not very common, but
no, it's common, Kenny. I could tell you that if I was going out with a woman who had significantly made a lot more money than I would, it would be a problem in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that there's
a problem.
Why would it be a problem? Because like you said, that you know, we are sort of societally brought up to believe these things, and I you know, I've got those beliefs. I believe that I should make more money than my wife does.
Also,
he brings home the bacon and she fries it up in the pan, Kenny.
And she makes the babies, right? I mean, the 1950s
gender No, together they make the babies.
I've got
Come
a vasectomy
on,
now,
Kenny.
So she's only taking care of one.
I mean, this is
I'm not a sexist
show.
Here. I don't demand this or anything like that. I'm just saying, look, you know, this is I would have a problem with a woman making a heck of a lot more money than me.
Why? Why do you have that problem?
Isn't that an insecurity of yours, Mark?
I think so.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, why do you have that problem?
Why do I have that problem? That's the way I see the world.
I would be pleased as punch for my lady if she made more money than me.
I said I would be too.
Yeah.
See, I'm competitive. You see, it's why I have a business partner that I know that I can arm wrestle and win every single time.
Well, it's good. I mean, you can physically dominate him, and he can mentally outwit you. That seems fair.
Are you talking about Ian Freeman?
You go, girl. Please.
Stuck in the middle with you.
So, yeah, I think that is a bit of, I don't know if bigotry is the right word. It's certainly...
It's not.
You know, it's certainly this kind of patriarchal mentality, Mark, and I think it's kind of sad.
Oh, you can think whatever you want. Yeah. That's the way it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as long as a man carries his weight and contributes, or a woman carries her weight and contributes, that that it's great to work together. So maybe one person makes more money at one time or another time or whatever, but... you know, no matter how much money I ever make, I'll never be able to write my name in the snow.
So, do you agree, though, that other people, that women and men can carry their weight in the relationship in different ways, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because that means whatever it wants to mean. I mean, because the typical, it could be true if the guy just has all the money and, you know, he buys the woman clothes and jewelry, and the woman just amps up the sex. I mean, she's putting in her part. I mean, that statement is true in that relationship also.
Sure would be, I guess.
Yeah, I did a lot more than ante up the sex when you know, there was a man that was financially taking care of me, buying me jewelry and clothes, you know.
Yeah. But
I mean,
go ahead.
Are you looking for the sugar mama? Is that what you want?
No, I'm not looking for the sugar mama.
You've mentioned sugar mamas in the past.
No, I mentioned when we were talking about sugar mamas, when we were talking about when a week ago, when we were talking about how other women could compete with the
yes.
one.
I remember that. Do you keep notes? That's a good memory.
But the message I wanted to get out is that, you know, I know that thinking positive is a big theme on the show, but I'm just saying that it doesn't really do much good when it comes to when it's just more than yourself.
You're talking about as far as meeting women that you believe will become a gold, you know, possibly be gold diggers. You're saying thinking positive not going to affect that.
Right. And also,
I think it also depends on how you're meeting women, too. I mean, that might be a factor as well. I mean, if you're meeting women in clubs.
You know, you flash a smile, hello, how are you? You know, show some charisma. I mean, that's just the basic stuff. I mean, just.
Well, no, I think the caller last time afterwards jumped to the conclusion that you were meeting women in clubs. And maybe the suggestion there is that if you're meeting women in a certain type of place, that you might be more likely to encounter a certain type of woman. Maybe a gold digger would be more likely to try to pick up a man in a club. I don't know. I don't know if
and it's. And I think that's a fallacy in logic, because how do you draw the conclusion that certain people with certain attitudes want to hang out in certain places?
Well, because they do. I mean, because they do. You know,
think that's true, Michelle? Gold diggers would be more likely?
Based on what?
Oh, well, I think that certain people like to hang out in certain kinds of places, and you congregate where there are people and things that are interesting to you. So, sure.
Yeah, if you go to a crack den, you're going to find some crack whores. Thanks for the call, Kenny. I appreciate it.
Good night, Kenny.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Your thoughts on women, men, and money, certainly welcome. Or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including news updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. You can get on our emailed updates list. That's the best way to ensure you get all the news. Of course, if you prefer Twitter or Facebook, you can get it that way, too. Go and get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com.
you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is one of the longest sponsors of Free Talk Live, and they do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They're not like one of these collections companies that calls up and harasses your clients and makes it so they never want to do business with you again. They treat your customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Jacob is in Maryland. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to hear what your take on this was. Like, you know how congressmen and politicians don't need to follow the same rules that we do?
Of course, that's that's their privilege. And the police and all the rest of them.
Hold on. There is the Washington Post article. You can look up on the internet. I'm going to make a comment about this, and I want to hear your debate about this. What you think? Basically, the article is speech or debate clause invoked in investigation of House members.
And what was invoked? I'm sorry.
Speech or debate clause. Basically,
speech or debate clause.
I don't understand the issue, but like basically, the executive branch can't wiretap the congressman because of speech or debate clause. So basically, they're immune to wiretapping when the rest of us are subject to it by the Patriot Act, and I find that completely outrageous. So,
okay. You're asking what do we think about that? Is that the idea?
Yeah, no, isn't that, can anyone not find that outrageous?
I think that all of Congress and the presidency and all of the government is outrageous. So, yeah, obviously there are double standards up there, and they get to do things that the rest of us can't. And we see the example after example of that. They are treated with just complete kid gloves. If they get caught doing something that the rest of us will be thrown in the jail cell for, they're usually given a slap on the hand.
I think Charlie Rangel's a great example. What would happen to you if you didn't report the income on an apartment building? Well, you know, for him, he gets censured in the U.S. House. That's it. That's all they did to the guy.
And they didn't even investigate him for his corruption investigation on him?
That's because they don't want to find out the answer.
Well, right, if they investigate him, right, then someone might investigate them and find out how they're all corrupt, because they pretty much all are.
It would expose everyone. If they did a true investigation on Congress, it would expose everyone, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
And even the ones that didn't get exposed, the U.S. House where they work would be besmirched farther than it is now. I mean, currently Congress walks in with a less than 50% approval rating.
It's at 20% right now.
And it just continues to go down the toilet bowl after that. But they don't want the whole Congress to be besmirched. Even if some guy in there is not taking the bribes from the lobbyists and all that other stuff, he's still a guy who's brokers power in some manner or another, and he doesn't want his power to be lessened because people know that the Congress is full of a bunch of corrupt crooks.
Oh yeah, no, and the thing is that the congressman can't call it another congressman for being corrupt because he's corrupt too. So he'd look like hypocrite.
Yep, and they all have dirt dug up on one another or whatever. So I hope that answered your question.
Sure, I'll post the link up to the website so you can see it.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Jacob. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And we continue with Sovereign Space in California. Sovereign Space, you're on Free Talk Live.
To recap, that's why single moms can't get welfare and women can't get government help. And government. I'm just recapping the previous conversation about women don't get equal help from government. It's all got to do with.
I think we had that conversation.
Oh, she was saying she couldn't get money from the
government. You're talking about Meg.
I'm just recapping this in the light of.
Okay, there was a woman who made that statement. It was not a general statement about women.
I don't mean to get wrapped up in it, but what I'm saying, it covers what government does. And single moms can't get welfare either, and that's got to do with women's lib. But the thing is, and
who gets welfare if single moms don't?
Well, anybody gets welfare. A big, strong, healthy male like my friend.
Not a lot of them.
He'd say, look, don't even call me. I'm busy.
Okay, so what else was on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to point out what government is. It's not a nonprofit organization, charity.
That's right.
It only gives charity if it can create a big workforce, a lot of job tax to the few, and mostly that's done in killing. And so because of fragmentation and the right hand doesn't know what it's doing, what I called about is that presently they're waging environmental warfare to boost the economy, like the Gulf spill and so on, and deflecting the sun and so on. And they kind of act hastily because the sun and the earth that they're destroying supports the solar system and Mars, where they plan to escape after milking us dry.
Yes, I'm sorry, who's escaping to Mars?
The elite, you know, the few, the people that Jones talks about, Alex Jones talks about.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me see if it's a little difficult to follow
you here.
I agree with you on the point that they're milking people dry. No doubt about that. Government is forced. They take things that aren't theirs, and they demand things of people that aren't theirs to demand of. But where did the Mars thing come in?
You're still kind of on a personal level. And what I'm trying to get at is the structure of the economy. It's there to make big bucks. And government, if you look at the first 10 pages of your yellow pages, government agencies like weed abatement, weed pest, animal control, fish game, parks, recs, civic works, fire control.
Yes.
All of these big government agencies that seem to cost us nothing are the ones that fork over those trillions to the oligarchies. An oligarchy is a government by the few.
Wait a minute.
That's the NWO. That's the new world order.
So since you were commenting and calling it in reference to a previous call, do you mind me asking, have you ever personally, as a woman, felt like you needed some extra help that maybe you weren't able to provide for yourself?
Well, I just refer to those other calls from a feminist point of view.
Are you a feminist?
Yes, women don't care.
I'm not a feminist.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you are or not. That is what our economy is based on.
Our economy is based on you being a feminist?
No. Our economy is based on family values and keeping women in the home, and that's why women and single moms can't get welfare.
I don't know about you, but I don't live in that world. I mean, women are out of the home.
Me neither.
And they've been out of the home for a long time, and they've been very successful at being out of the home, and thank you for the call tonight. It was confusing and disjointed. 800-259-9231.
Well, at least we can all escape to Mars when it's all over.
You can take control here. I still... The idea that the Forest Department is giving money to the oligarchy?
So they can go to Mars.
More coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. They give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, you can enjoy features like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. We've also got the webcam, which allows you to watch and listen and interact with the program over at cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room's built into the very same page, so you can do it all at once. cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Yeah, because nothing really is free, and somebody has to pay for these things, and it's memorydealers.com that pays for the cam. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all, major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's Memory Dealers. They got their stuff in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
Oh, by the way, I want to welcome our new affiliate, which isn't really a new affiliate, but it's new to weekdays. It's WTAR, 850 a.m. in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area in Virginia, which is really cool. So they've been on board with us for over a year on Saturday nights, and I had a nice conversation with the station owner last week. Bob, really cool guy, and we got along on a lot of things, which is pretty cool. So Bob said, yeah, he's going to do it, and he's going to expand Free Talk Live out to weeknights. And so you'll be hearing Free Talk Live on WTAR in the Norfolk area from here on out, as long as there's no sports. As long as there's no sports. It was sports on from like 7 to 8 tonight, but you're with us for the rest of the night. So pick up the phone, give us a try. If you've never listened on Saturday nights, you're listening to something that's a little different, well, maybe a lot different. from the rest of talk radio.
Yeah, there's nothing like Free Talk Live.
I mean, it's still talk radio. We still take phone calls, and we've got hosts in the studio, and we do the talk radio thing. But
you're wild.
Yeah, as you might have noticed, we'll take any call from anyone, even the incoherent crazies. and we have a viewpoint that's just really unheard of in the radio industry. You typically have the right-wing conservaclone, Rush Limbaugh wannabes. That's the bulk majority.
And this is just right, as in correct and true.
What? Oh, right is true. Gotcha. Yeah,
right. We don't take a right or left view on things. We take what we believe to be critical thinking, and we work the problems out. We believe that people can solve problems better than governments can solve problems. And it's going to take you a little while to listen to this show, really understand what we have to say. But please, feel free to call in with your shock and outrage. We have no problem with it. It's Free Talk Live.
Exactly. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. You can take control here as we continue and go to Cliff, listening in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cliff.
Yes, gentlemen. That lady, that was talking about that trip to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's quite an expensive trip. They charge a whole lot. you haven't heard about that?
I haven't. No one's offered it to me, I can assure you.
No, I think the last I checked...
It's out of my price range.
I think the last I checked, they were offering trips up into the stratosphere for $200,000 or something like that.
No, the price, just the elite's going to be able to go. They're all that can afford it.
I highly doubt anyone who's elite will want to go to Mars. I mean, I
want to know who the elite are.
People with a lot of money.
I don't know. I don't know who the elite are. I'm not one of them. But anyway, the price of the trip to Mars is 2 ounces of gold, the Cuban cigar, and their left behind limo. You didn't know that?
Is that a reference to something pop culture? Because there's a good chance I don't know what you're referencing.
Well, I thought there might be a song in there somewhere.
I don't know.
verse for the world's
Let
greatest
me get my guitar.
what I called about was I've been listening to several different programs.
Okay.
And they're talking about this blackbird's dying and turtle dove dying and the drum fish dying.
Yep.
And, it's a high altitude hailstorm or firecrackers or something like that, but what I haven't heard, and I don't know if anybody has talked about it or not, but what do you do if you want to kill off one race of people? You get a gene-specific virus or whatever, right?
I guess, perhaps.
Well, doesn't it make sense? I mean, someone's
Are you suggesting one. That's what's been done to the animals?
No, I'm not suggesting. No. I don't know. I have no idea. But
just to kind of bring you up to speed on this, so we were wondering ourselves.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. It's weird.
There was a lot of news stories about it, and it pretty much died off at this point. The news stories have that is. and so my first
a little dead bird pun.
Witty.
My first question was, well, is this unusual?
Kind of
and nobody had the answer for me on that question the night we were talking about it the first time. But then shortly after, I think it was the next day, I discovered the news story that basically said no. This is not unusual that these mass animal deaths happen on a regular basis. Just what's unusual maybe about these was that, one or two of them happened close to populated areas. So it became more visible to a lot of people than it normally would be because the mass extinctions or not extinctions, but mass deaths, might happen in the middle of the field, out in the middle of the wilderness somewhere, in the middle of the woods where nobody ever knows about it or very few people ever come across that information. And then, of course, you've got the mainstream media, which swooped this up and they decided to run with the story and get people all scared about what might be happening out there and theorize and really
which is great because then we don't have to talk about the price of gas or food.
Well, that's back now. But really, as it turns out, they aren't. It's not unusual what's happening. So all of the conspiracy theories.
Hold on a minute. Not unusual. I've lived in Arkansas all my life and I've never heard of just one species or one type of bird dying off in mass quantities.
Well, that's my point being that normally these things don't happen in populated areas. At least that's what the so-called experts are saying. And if
you,
there
you
was,
know what an expert is?
A guy from out of town.
No.
Ba-ding!
This is so old, I figured everybody knew it. An expert is a drip under pressure. An X is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure.
That's cute. That's cute.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy it. Oh, and one more.
I liked your explanation better than I liked the joke.
One more thing. That lady there with you.
That's Michelle.
If I can ever afford a trip to Mars, you know, I'd like for you to be my stewardess.
Oh, she would make a great stewardess.
Sure she would.
Yeah,
she wouldn't put up with any of your crap, I can assure you.
Oh, really? I don't need her then.
Good for you. Yourself a woman that'll put up with all your crap.
Michelle, you would totally put up with it for the right amount of money, wouldn't you? Like, if he wanted to hire you as his stewardess for his trip to Mars and, like, tell you, boss you around and tell you what to do, would you?
I believe in voluntary contracts, so yeah. Show me the terms. I'll make a decision. Sure.
The only terms would be, you know, is you got to run slow.
Thanks for the call, Cliff. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm totally not on the same wavelength as Cliff's jokes, but then again, I'm not usually. So.
Well, I haven't laughed so much during a call in quite some time, so I'm good.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. The madness continuing, by the way, in the world of the government school. We told you in detail last week about Texas. And how across Texas they are ticketing children. And when I say children, I don't mean teenagers. They're ticketing them too, but children. They're ticketing people as young as 6 and 4 years old in the government schools for things like disrupting class. They're giving out Class C misdemeanors for it. I mean, the idea that they are going to make people behave better by beating them to death. This is essentially the stick mentality, right? We're going to, okay, kids, you either behave or we're going to punish you. Because as it turns out, if the kids don't pay the fine, or if mommy and daddy don't pay the fine, when they turn 17, then all of a sudden they will issue a notice to the young person. Then if they don't pay on that notice, then they will go to jail. So a ticket that you acquire when you're 6 years old could very well turn into a jail stint for you 11 years later. It's just a crazy situation going on there. But the crazy doesn't stop with Texas. West Virginia's got a crazy situation developing in their school system, too. And this one is targeting you as a parent. We'll explain what's going to happen if your kid misses school. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's just say it's not going to make your life very easy. We'll explain. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we get them to you for free. So head there and enjoy them. And if you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations, as well as bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it, to get signed up. That's, again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. This kind of housing assistance, by the way, means that if you're willing to bunk with other people, your housing's going to be paid for. It's free living. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up there to receive updates and reminders. Libertarianinternships.com. This is a great opportunity for people who are
college age, right?
Yeah, college age and looking for careers in journalism, public policy. And even if you're not, this will give you invaluable experience, life experience. You have the choice of putting down something like ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, the Cato Institute, down on a resume, or Moss Brothers. I mean, you know, whatever it is you're doing.
No one knows what that is.
Well, people have heard of Moss Brothers in the past, right?
I haven't.
It's an old term, no?
Michelle is older than you, and she hasn't heard of Moss Brothers.
I don't want to diss
I'm the oldest one in the Shire.
Wayne is older than you.
Okay, he looks younger.
Is a was a department store. They don't exist anymore. They went out of business when I was a kid.
I don't want to mention any current business because it's dissing them. You know, if you're to say, you know, X-Mart or whatever, then, you know, that I'm saying something bad about X-Mart. And I'm not. I'm just saying that putting down the Cato Institute or 2020 on your resume looks a heck of a lot better than Jim's lawn service. So if you don't have anything...
I don't know. Are you Jim? Did you start that lawn service yourself?
No, I'm not.
We are so off.
LibertarianInternships.com.
But you said, just to make it clear, that's only for people of college age or going to college, right? Like, what is the restriction there? There is some sort of restriction.
In college, whether it's graduate or undergraduate, or they just finished.
Okay. So, like, I could go back to school and I could go do it?
I don't know why you would.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the latest on the madness of the government schools. But first, we go to Russ in California. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, this is Russ.
Here you are, Russ. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. You name the subject. If it's religion or politics or education or whatever the subject is, science, I'm open. I want to talk to somebody.
It doesn't work that way. You're the caller. You bring it up. Otherwise, we talk about other things if you don't. So we're not going to give you a topic on which to talk.
Okay. Let's pick one. Let's pick religion.
Okay. All right. Hit it. Hit me. Go ahead, Russ.
Okay. Now, let me say this. I've been preached to by many people about religion. Okay.
Sure.
And I've been introduced to the Bible. Okay. Now, my main point is going to be this: when the Bible was written, everybody thought that the earth was the center of the universe, and that the earth was flat, and that the sun rised and the sun set, and the moon rised and the moon set on a flat earth. And nobody really understood.
And they were
the
wrong.
Earth was one planet in one sun in the middle of a galaxy. Yep. Among billions of galaxies.
And the people who tried to say those things were tortured and or killed.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. And then,
Copernicus,
you know,
and the heliocentric universe.
I'm not saying you didn't know that. I'm just pointing it out maybe for people that didn't know that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And then, so you open up the Bible, and it talks about the creation of Adam and the creation of Eve, and that Eve is made out of the rib of Adam, and then there's, guess what? There's the talking snake. Now, you tell me any words of wisdom about a snake that talks.
I have to say that it would be a really unusual way to use their voice box.
Don't think they have one.
Not really made for it.
Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on a moment here. Now, Michelle is in the studio tonight. She is the token Christian on the show.
Michelle, my name is Russ. My pleasure meeting you.
How do you do?
Now, Michelle, I mean, obviously the idea that a snake is going to vocalize something is pretty ludicrous, but maybe the idea would be, I'm just going to jump out here on a limb and suggest that maybe they heard this, you know, the words coming from the snake, but it wasn't actually talking. Maybe it was, the thoughts of whatever it was that was taking over the snake were going into people's minds. What do you think the real story is there, Michelle? The snake.
Gosh, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you would be millions of years old, for God's sake.
Technically, we are billions of years old. I mean, the chemicals that make us up, the atoms or whatever, have been here forever. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. So, do I think that the snake talked? Sure. I don't really think it matters, actually.
You think the snake really talked?
Sure.
You don't really believe that, though, right, Michelle? Come on.
Michelle, come on. Let's get with reality. First of all, we talk about Eve getting made from the rib of Adam, and then we talk about the serpent and the talking snake and all like this. And then I'm gonna go to another subject, which is
We don't have time for a bunch of subjects here. We're gonna focus on this one. You can call back another day.
Okay, well,
if you
it's on the same subject, but it's another angle. Okay.
All right, quick.
Okay, and we talk about the burning bush.
Yeah.
Okay. And Moses went up to the mountain, and he carved the Ten Commandments.
I think the allegation is God carved it.
Okay. Now, the Ten Commandments, okay, I could go up for 5 days, and I could, in less than 5 days, I can make up the Ten Commandments. What do they say? I am the Lord thy God.
Yeah, I don't think we need
false,
it.
Don't put false gods before me.
I don't think we need to go through the whole thing. I see where you're coming from, and I appreciate the skepticality. Look, hey, man, I used to be an atheist myself, so I understand where you're coming from, and don't hesitate to call us back another time, and you can bring up something else. But thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. I mean, the burning bush obviously wasn't talking either, right?
Do I get to go back to the snake or what?
Yeah, please.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to go back to the snake?
But the bush was talking, too, so we're talking about things that typically don't talk now, right? Didn't the bush talk? Wasn't there like a voice that came out of the bush?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously the bush
is
not.
So there's
a
difference. The snake has lips, so you have the expectation that the snake is going to talk from where the lips are, or at least things. He has a mouth, all right.
Yeah.
If not lips, they have a mouth. So you would have the expectation that the snake would speak out of his mouth hole, like you and I do. Whereas a bush, no mouth hole. So you know you can kind of see you can give the bush a pass because it was like, well, it's just speaking around the bush, emanating from the bush, or speaking.
Okay, let's think of context. The context that the snake existed was in the Garden of Eden, where everything it was perfection, and so one would presume that why couldn't animals talk?
Well, because they aren't built to talk. I mean, you're saying the snake had a voice box, but then once
my
she took a bite out of the
queen... My dog, Sadie, that I had for 17 years, totally could talk.
Well, I would
dogs
also say that
snakes.
You know, when God banished... The animals didn't sin, except for the snake, and I guess the assumption is the snakes could talk at that point. Mm-hmm. But the animals didn't sin, so only Eve was being
she
tortured.
She screwed it up for everyone, didn't she?
Tortured in childbirth, along with every other woman out there, which seems really fair.
Tortured.
Well, it depends on how it goes for you.
There's this orgasm thing, Mark. Now there's a video. You seen this?
Seen that.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
There's a video on YouTube about women orgasming during childbirth.
How many?
It's pretty amazing. How many orgasms?
How many women?
Well, if it's a multiple birth, it could be a multiple orgasm.
I suppose.
That what you're asking?
I'm just saying, how often does this happen?
Well, it doesn't happen often because people are under a paradigm where they believe that birth must be painful and it has to be done in a hospital. And what they're talking about.
I laughed my ass off when I had Faisal, the third one. I was cracking up, and I was on no drugs.
Right, so they're talking about this mentality that people have, that they've got to go into the hospital, and they've got to get doped up, and there has to be this very unnatural process, and they're saying it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually have an orgasm during birth if you're approaching it from the right mindset, you've got the right circumstances. It's fascinating. I would recommend at least watching it and keeping an open mind to it. But regarding the whole snake in the garden thing, maybe we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that, because
okay.
You don't really believe that story, do you, Michelle? I mean, you don't believe it literally.
I believe everything in the Bible, Ian.
I don't believe that you do. I think you're just saying that.
We got to talk about Bill Gates and the overpopulation.
All right. One thing at a time here. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.